Hello, and welcome to this latest Fraser of Allender podcast. My name is Rob, and I've been working on the Institute's research into the support and opportunities available to adults with learning disabilities in Scotland. Today's podcast focuses on employment opportunities. We know that people with learning disabilities are largely excluded from the workplace, and that it's unlikely that the government will meet its targets on closing the disability employment gap without opening up the labour market to more people with learning disabilities. During our research, we found some really positive examples of programmes that are supporting people with learning disabilities into the labour market, and we're going to discuss one of those today. It's appropriately named Breaking Barriers. Delivered at Strathclyde University in partnership with Enable Scotland, Scottish Power and STV, it offers young people with a learning disability the chance to study at university and participate in work placements over a year-long program. Later, we'll hear from some graduates, but first I spoke with Heather Stenhouse, who's the strategic lead on Breaking Barriers at Strathclyde Business School. I should apologize, my sound quality is dreadful for this bit, but thankfully it's not me that we want to hear from. So here's my chat with Heather.
I'm joined now by Heather Stenhouse, Assistant Faculty Manager at Strathclyde Business School and the strategic lead on Breaking Barriers. So hi Heather, thanks for speaking with us today.
Good morning and thanks very much for having me, Rob.
So first question is, can you just explain what Breaking Barriers is?
Yeah, Breaking Barriers is a programme that was conceived in October 2017 and it came from a conversation with David Hillier, the professor, Professor David Hillier, the Executive Dean and Associate Principal in Strathclyde Business School, and Teresa Shearer, who is the CEO of Enable Scotland. And they had a conversation about the amount of young people in Scotland with a learning disability who either progress to education or into employment. So David offered to run a programme within the business school, and this is where Breaking Barriers was born. So it's inspired by a similar programme called the Demos programme, which is run at Comias Business School in Madrid. It's a larger kind of version of Breaking Barriers. So we started Breaking Barriers in collaboration with SBS, Enable Scotland and Scottish Power came in as the first industry partner. In 2018, we started with eight students, basically as a pilot project to see how we got on, how the students would adapt to employment and education. And it was such a success, we wanted to carry it on. So following the success of the first cohort, in second year, we had 15 fully registered students. And third year, we had 16 students. And in this year's cohort, we've got 20 students. In the third cohort, we were delighted to introduce Marriott Hotels, and we also introduced another programme. So the students are taught, so it's hospitality operations, customer service, and working with others, and digital marketing. This year, we also introduced STV as an industry partner. Because of the coronavirus situation, Marriott Hotel unfortunately weren't able to accommodate any students for their industry placement. The students register on a certificate in applied business skills, which is a 20 credit level qualification, and they graduate once they've completed the teaching element and the industry placement element at an inclusive graduation, our November graduations.
And so why did the business school feel like this programme was needed?
Okay, so Breaking Barriers is unique to UK and it gives students the opportunity. What I should say is a lot of these young adults have never ever thought that A, they would be able to attend a university. A lot of them hadn't actually thought about going on to either higher education or anything, or that they would actually ever be able to do it. So this gives these students the opportunities. It makes them realise that they are fully capable of undertaking any qualification. They're extremely clever, they've got such a lot to offer. And when you look at the statistics, now it's quite difficult to get statistics, but from 2015-16, the school year, so 40% of school leavers went on to higher education. Looking at the learning, the students with learning disabilities, 4% of the students went on to higher education and only 7% of them went into employment. So it's such a necessary qualification that we felt had to be introduced to give these young adults the opportunity that they need and they deserve, because it's the same as their peers are given.
Yeah, and hopefully it's just the start, I guess, and that this will grow. So do you have any, an overview of the outcomes that graduates have gone on to do since they've finished?
Yeah, Breaking Barriers has been an enormous success. I'll start at the start. I mean, obviously, for me, looking at these students, when they come in, they're quite quiet. They don't really chat to each other, not a lot of eye contact. That completely changes within about a fortnight of meeting each other. They set up WhatsApp groups. They go out for bowling. Some of them have been paintballing. Their parents are great advocates of the programme because it's given their kids the confidence and the social skills to go out into the world themselves. It makes them more independent. And I'm absolutely delighted to say that over the four cohorts that we've had, in the first cohort, we had one student went on to do a computer science degree at UWS. We have two students were employed as industry placement students with Scottish Power. One of them is still working with Scottish Power and is actually registered on the Strathclyde Business School Graduate Apprenticeship in Business Management. The other student is now working full-time with Enable Scotland. One of the students from last year's cohort is working as an apprentice with Barclays. And then one of the students also from that cohort has actually just been accepted to study for a master's in history with classics at Glasgow University. And that came across from one of the subjects that he was taught in, discussed how the Romans introduced hotels. And this has sparked an interest in classics and history for him. So it's absolutely fantastic to see that. It's given them the confidence and the courage to go to their next journey, their next chapter.
So there's a lot of positives from this, but have there been any challenges in administering this programme?
Yeah, absolutely. In the first cohort, we had a young student who was a wheelchair user. And the programme is predominantly based in Strathclyde Business School. So anyone that's familiar with the Strathclyde University campus will be aware we sit on a hill. The business school sits at the very top of that hill. So I tried to keep the students for all their teaching in the one area. I became aware that his wheelchair wouldn't fit in the lift for the wing that we were in. So I then had to get access for him to come from one wing to another wing. And then I became aware that we didn't have accessible doors. So I got accessible electronic doors put into this wing so that when he came down the ramp, the doors would open automatically. Now, this is something that able-bodied people take for granted every day, but it's something that I hadn't thought of until I actually became into this situation. It has been a challenge. It's slightly been a challenge to make sure that the students all gel together because they are all different personalities. And I have to say, as I talked about earlier on, the social circle that they've built up, that continues. And I know it's like they've made up wee groups of friends and they still keep contact with each other. They've still got their WhatsApp groups. Their peers at Strathclyde University, they automatically have welcome events at the Students' Union, the Sports Centre, the library. So I wanted the Breaking Barriers students to have this opportunity as well, so that they were part of the Strathclyde family, as they should be. So I set up all of those. They get access to the Student Union, they attend the Sports Centre, the library, also run induction events, and that's continued right throughout all the cohorts.
Yeah, I think it can sound like a small thing, the social side of things, but the evidence we have tells us that young people with learning disabilities are more socially isolated, and I guess having this opportunity must be quite life-changing for them.
Absolutely. One of the students on the cohort last year is I know his parents, and knowing him as well, to see the difference in him from the start of the programme to the end of the programme is huge, and that goes for every single one of the students we have on the cohorts.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Heather.
You're so welcome, Rob. Thank you very much for having me.
I also caught up with Joe, Michael and Lewis, who recently graduated from Breaking Barriers. They gave us their thoughts on how it's changed their employment prospects and their lives. So let's hear what they had to say. So we'd like to know why you enrolled in the Breaking Barriers programme. Lewis, do you want to go first?
Well, quite frankly, when I first heard about the Breaking Barriers programme, I didn't really have anything else going on. I didn't have any opportunities open to me for work or for education. I didn't really have much going on, as I say. So when I heard about the Breaking Barriers, I knew that I needed to do something with my time because it was not good for my mental health. So I really looked forward to having some sort of structure in my life. And I didn't really realise how beneficial it would actually be for me until I was in it, I would say.
And Joe, same question to you.
I'm quite the same as Lewis, and the fact that I didn't really have anything going on, but I just got out of higher education myself, so I was a bit nervous about doing it because I thought it would be a bit of a similar experience, but it turned out not to be.
And Michael, why did you enrol?
Basically, I was in a position where I was either to leave school or keep on and go into fifth and sixth year. It was kind of in between the middle. And then when I went to a place and figured out that Breaking Barriers was there and it was an option if school didn't work out, it kind of gave me a backup. And obviously, it's just as I say, I had nothing going there. And as soon as I went on to Breaking Barriers, it kind of enrolled and seen what I was doing and everything changed for me.
Michael, can I ask, how did you hear about this programme?
I heard it through Skill Development Scotland. I was working with them beforehand to try and get a full-time or a part-time job as soon as I turned 16, and it's been difficult. And then all of a sudden, they were like, oh, somebody's coming out from Enable Scotland and there's a Breaking Barriers course. Would you want to try and get in part of it? I said yes, and it went brilliant, and that's how I kind of heard about it.
Joe, I'm going to ask the same question to you. So,
yeah,
go for it, Joe. Go.
Well, I would actually, I just left college, as I said, and I was basically just not doing anything with my time. And my career advisors told me that this was a thing, and that's what got me involved with this.
Joe, can you tell us about your experiences on the Breaking Barriers programme and in particular what you studied?
I studied hotel management, I studied customer service, and I also studied, I can't remember to in fairness, the other ones. So maybe the others will tell you more about that, but I found hotel management pretty interesting.
And Michael, so same question to you.
At university, we were studying business management myself, and that was a period of a couple of months on the top of my head, I'm not too sure. And as we went through it was kind of more like support, and you learned more, and it was to give not just myself but other guys on the course an opportunity to study, and I found it very beneficial at the end.
What kind of things did you study in business management?
That was to how to run a company, how it started from the bottom and worked its way up to the top, and somehow the background of the owner of the company, so what they went through, and basically how they built it from scratch into something that's massive now.
Had you studied anything like that before?
Not myself, no. I kind of got bits and bobs from high school, but not to the extent of the way it was broke down and explained to us.
So, Lewis, same question to you. Can you tell us about what you studied when you were at Strathclyde?
Yeah, well, it was exactly the same as Joe and Michael had studied. We looked at hospitality management, we looked at customer service, we looked at digital marketing, and I believe the last area was management science. I had come from I actually had some university experience prior to this. I think there was one other boy on our course who actually had a degree, but I had never studied anything even close to business, really. I had studied chemistry at university, and that was very different, I would say. But I found certain aspects of the course really interesting. I must say, I didn't really find marketing too interesting, but management science seemed a lot more interesting than I would have expected it to before I'd been on the course.
And I suppose the point of those studies is to set you up for your work placements. So Michael, can you tell us about the work placements you had on the Breaking Barriers programme?
I had the opportunity to go to Scottish Pibber in the main building in Glasgow. Me and a couple of other boys and two other girls, we had a 6 weeks placement. Prior to that, it was explaining, meeting up with the managers in there before we went along, explain what our pros and cons were, what we liked doing, what we didn't, and they tried to benefit around what we were doing in Scottish Pibber. So I had the opportunity to go out to different Scottish Pibber sites, deal with the mechanic side of them, so learning how to strip them down and build the vehicles back up. And then there was a complaints department that I dealt with, 2 weeks in each one. And for the last day, I had to do a speech in front of everybody on the last day and explain what my background was, how I became where I was now, from my past to the future, what I wanted to do, and how so far my life has changed from the past that I've managed to combine it all to one and become who I am now.
So, Lewis, I'll come to you next. So can you tell us about your work placement and the experience that you gained?
Yes, so just like Michael, I had three placements within Scottish Power. The first placement was in the digital department, where I was assisting with some of the quality testing on the retail app, which was definitely eye-opening, very interesting. I'd never really realised how much goes into just making sure that every single button on an app actually works. So I was able to actually get some hands-on experience with that, which I really enjoyed, honestly. Good chat with the guys in the department as well. Got to see a wee bit of what most people were doing there, despite having absolutely no knowledge of how development works. Following that, my second placement was in Engineering Design and Standards, who are part of SP Energy Networks. They're responsible for setting standards for how processes are carried out on the network, as well as approving equipment that's to be used on the network. During that time, I managed to go out a wee bit and see some of the sites on the network, see some of the substations, actually get inside a few, which is not very often available to members of the public. And also just get a basic rundown on how we manage the network. And following that, my last placement was essentially four small placements in the different legal teams across the Scottish Power Group, which was different for each part, of course. Some of them I was working more in just sort of general admin assisting.
Okay, Joe, so I'm coming to you next. So same question. Can you tell us about your work placement that you did on the programme?
Well, I started out in the renewables part of the Scottish Power, and that was with Akesh, who I absolutely adored. Like, he was so good to me, like, he showed me the ropes and everything. And then I moved to either, was it marketing or business management, the one on the ground floor, I don't know what it's called. But I enjoyed myself there as well. And then I also did Darwin, which was either that one or the marketing team.
Okay, and can you tell us, what did you learn on your placement? What skills do you think you gained from it?
Well, I think I've gained confidence because I wasn't a very confident person before. But other than that, I think I also gained better computer skills. And I'm far better at talking to people now. And I know that you might say, oh, but yo, that's all part of confidence. But it really wasn't for me, personally.
That's great. I'm going to ask the same question to Michael as well. So what kind of skills did you gain on your work placement? And what did you learn from it?
I gained confidence, self-belief in myself. Before I even started, I was just always doubting myself before I even done a task or anything. Be like, I can't do this. And that's how my process of the mind worked. Until you got into the courses in the different departments, it just switched completely to a different person of me. I would say leadership as well, because I've took that into role to my new job as well, which I'll be talking about later. Everything from there is I take into where I work now, everything that I've learned and developed in front of the guys or anybody, it's helped me where I am now.
So has it had an impact on kind of your life in general outside of just, you know, work and career?
Outside, it's more like I can talk now. Before that, I was shy. I was kind of trying conversation, a long one to a short one, and then go quiet and be myself and just be in the wee zone to myself. And then as soon as I came on and we all met each other and we were all talking away, you kind of like, we're going through the same thing. You know, we have similar problems, but they mean the same thing in our heads. And we kind of clicked as a group. And then we started heading out. And what I can bring from that is it's just outside, I can be myself now. There's no other way to explain it. It's just beforehand, I couldn't be who I wanted to be. And then when I'm out with my friends or family and I'm just who I want to be. And then I don't feel nobody's judging me out with it or looking at me in the wrong way.
Great, that's great. And Lewis, how about you? What did you gain from the work placement part of the programme?
Just like these guys, I would say that I was immensely beneficial for my personal confidence. I was very much isolated prior to this. I had very little experience in any sort of professional environment. And I felt that I just couldn't possibly get into any kind of professional environment. I felt like that was, to put it maybe a little on the nose, just a barrier that I couldn't break through. But I think it also helped my social skills because, again, I hadn't really spoken with that many people in the past few years even. I was very much isolated. I had a few friends, but I'd never really even had multiple friends who were going through the same kind of struggles that Michael had identified. So I think it really opened my eyes to the fact that there are a lot of people like me, and even the people who aren't like me in this way, they're still like me in other ways. So I think that it was really something that I hope opened other people's eyes, but definitely opened my own.
Great, thanks guys. So I think just one more question we have time for. Can you tell us what have you done since you graduated from the Breaking Barriers program? I guess, should we start with Joe?
Since graduating from the Breaking Barriers program, I've had two jobs, one with Scottish Power and the one at my next one was with Enable, and I started that one this year. And I've just gone from strength to strength, really.
So what did you do at Enable?
I'm an admin assistant for the legal department.
And so have you been working through the pandemic?
I have, yes. I'm working from home.
How are you finding that?
I'm finding it quite good because my desk is right next to my bed, so I don't have that much of a journey in the morning.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the advantages.
It definitely is, I would agree.
Thanks, Joe. So, same question to Michael. What have you done since Breaking Barriers?
When I left Breaking Barriers the day after, I managed to secure my job in a cleaning one with Mighty, Silverburn Tesco. That was part-time to start off with, 18 hours a week. I had to get up at 4 and start for 5 in the morning and then work till 10 in the morning. So it was a five-hour shift Monday to Saturday and only got Sunday off. I've done that for a year and a half. And then I kind of didn't work out because I needed more of an income, so I had to go to full-time. I'm currently still with Abbey Cleaning, who I applied for 4 months ago. And I've kind of built myself way up. And this is the company that I want to stick with and build myself up in the ladder and use experience, because what I gained from Scottish Power is what I've brought into the workplaces that I've been in, and be able to, you know, take in charge, being that person that stands out and able to do the work. Because we're going on the construction sites, so I've actually got my CSCS card in order to get access to go on building sites, new builds, or customer care we could do, somebody's house. You know, it's varieties of different things. And that's what I like, instead of staying in the one place doing the same job over and over again, where you go, it's like a new challenge to me, the way I see it. Different things, but a new challenge in a different building.
And do you think you would have had these experiences without breaking barriers?
No, really. If it wasn't without breaking barriers, making me who I was and doing a speech in Scottish Power and doing a speech in Strathclyde University, I wouldn't be who I am now. You know, I wouldn't be the person that went and applied for the first job in the first place if I didn't have the backup and the confidence from prior to the build-up. And I wouldn't be in this job either if it wasn't for me working for that year and a half in Mighty and just learning the job itself before I went and took a bigger and better position in Abbey.
That's really good to hear. Last question, Lewis. What have you done since breaking barriers?
Well, I've had definitely a fair amount of success, and it'd be extremely hard to try and suggest that it wasn't a direct result of the Breaking Barriers programme. Within a few months of the Breaking Barriers programme ending, I was part of the Year in Industry scheme run by Engineering Development Trust, which is essentially a paid internship, and I was placed for the year from September 2019 until this September just passed, placed again in Engineering Design and Standards. And following that, I managed to secure a place on the Business Management Graduate Apprenticeship Programme. So I'm still working in Engineering Design and Standards. They don't seem quite able to get rid of me, and for some reason they don't seem to want to, so I'll have to have words with them about that. But at the same time, I'm studying towards a undergraduate degree in business management. So compared with the listlessness that I had before the Breaking Barriers programme, this is leaps and bounds ahead.
So thanks to Joe, Michael and Lewis. It's great to hear about the progress that they've made. And I guess it shows that people with learning disabilities are capable of making positive contributions at work with the right support in place. Thank you to our earlier guest as well, Heather Stenhouse, and thanks to you for listening. We'll be back soon with another Fraser of Allender podcast.